everybody. Welcome back to I Just Had a Terrible Thought, the only show on the internet.
The only show.
My name is Kyle.
And I'm Orion.
And holy Jesus, fuck Orion. Why can't anything ever just fucking work?
With our setup. With anything.
I hate everything in life.
Existence.
I hate. Life. I really do. I hate everything in life. Okay, we've been sitting here for, do you hear that? I don't even know if that's being recorded or if that was in my headphones. I don't know. There are fucking ghosts in the machine.
Yes.
Screaming at me in little little noises, and I don't even know what the hell they are. I don't know if they're being recorded or if it's in my headphones, or I don't know which one of these fucking cables it's coming from. There's this ridiculous buzz, which you probably can't hear, so I probably sound like a crazy person, but there is this horrible buzz, and I don't know what part of the equipment chain it's in, because it seems to be, like, it goes away when I mute the audio coming out of the computer, but it also seems to be dependent on my headphones, so I don't know where the fuck it is, but there's this horrible buzz that's definitely coming from interference from the monitor, because it gets worse when I'm looking at something on the monitor that's lighter colored, and it gets better when I'm looking at something that's darker colored.
Yeah.
So it's definitely affected by the monitor. Like, that's where it's coming from, but I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
But what? It's, oh God. But like, there's something every fucking day.
Every week.
Every day.
Every goddamn life.
With our podcast equipment. Sorry, everybody. I'm sure this is boring if you don't give a shit about podcast equipment. But I'm boiling hot, and I'm frustrated. And I bought these new headphones. There's a fucking ghost thing again. I bought these new headphones because our old headphones broke, because every pair of headphones I've ever owned in my entire life is broken, and they just break themselves. It's not like I break them. Like, I've broken pairs of headphones before because of something stupid I did. One time I shut a pair of earbuds in a car door and just chopped them in half.
Nice.
But even when I treat them really well, they all just break eventually on their own. They just decide, today seems like a good day to die.
Mm-hmm. They're like cars. You just leave them.
Yeah.
And then one day you wake up and they're different.
Anyway, so I bought these new headphones, and they suck 10,000 dicks. Like, I feel like I wasn't hard enough on them. I mentioned them last week and how they were annoying me, but
yeah.
These things suck. The Sennheiser ones we used to have nice, long cords. They seem a little cheap. Like, the cords are really thin, and I don't know, the manufacturing of them seems a little cheap. And to look at them, the headphones we have on now look higher quality.
Fuck yeah.
They look like like helicopter pilot headphones. Yeah, like the cups go over your ears, and there's these metal things, and oh my God, and they have a switch on them.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, they look so fancy.
Yes.
But I knew they weren't super fancy because I'd never heard of the brand name in my life. They're called More Me's, I think. More Me's.
Yeah. I want to hear a little more of me.
can you turn me up in the headphones? I need more me.
But they are badass.
I don't know. Yeah. They look cool, but
God,
they suck dicks.
Yes.
They have like a 2-foot cord.
Mm-hmm.
And they have, like, I mentioned it last week, they have this like phone cord coiled section, which seems like a good idea.
It's because the length.
Then
yes.
When you take the headphones off and you like put them away, the cord kind of, are you hearing this?
No. I'm not hearing anything.
Jesus,
you're hearing, Kyle.
Christ, I'm distorting like crazy. Yeah, by the way, earlier, this particular thing seems to have stopped, but my left earphone just kept going out earlier. And now, instead of that, I'm getting this crazy crackle while I talk.
God, and you just bought these.
Yeah, and anyway, the cord's super fucking short, like worthlessly short. Like, yeah. It's like 2.5 feet long.
Yeah, if that. Yeah.
It's ridiculous. They're completely worthless. You can't plug them into anything that's not in your fucking lap. And, so it's like the cord's dragging around all over everything, and it's apparently kind of faulty because when I move around, it crackles and I lose an earphone. And if the cord was longer, it wouldn't be such a big deal, but because it's so short, it's dragging all over the place and causing all kinds of problems. And then we get this fucking buzz that won't go away.
That I can't hear.
And the buzz drives me fucking crazy because the whole reason we're using the FireWire thingy, we use this FireWire audio interface because I used to plug the audio hardware straight into the computer, but it created all kinds of buzz because I have a crappy built-in sound card and it's just not meant for real recording. Yeah. So I got this like real deal FireWire
expensive
audio interface.
Yeah.
And it didn't work. At first, like at all, like it worked the first day I got it worked, and then it just decided it was never going to work again. And then I was reading all kinds of support about it, and apparently, even though it says it works with Windows 7, there's like no support for it for Windows 7. They were just like, yeah, I think it'll probably work. Sure, let's just say it works.
Yeah.
And it doesn't work for like anybody. Tons of people complaining, like I was. And what everybody says at the, it's an M Audio, that's the brand. Everybody at the M Audio, like support staff or whatever, always says, oh, you probably don't have the right kind of FireWire port. You need a Texas Instruments FireWire port. Suck a dick. That's not how it works, you fucking idiots. Like, you don't buy a USB port and go, ah, it's not the right brand. That's like people telling you you have to buy Energizer batteries for your toy. It's fucking stupid. And that's clearly not the problem because it works now. What I had to do to get it to work was some crazy fucking PC voodoo where I had to trick the computer into using Windows Vista drivers, even though I'm on Windows 7. But it works now, but it doesn't work that great.
Every week I come in, there's something new. Like, oh, Ryan, do you hear that? What is that? And I'll be like, I don't hear it, Kyle.
I feel bad a little bit for complaining about these things to you, not to the audience. Fuck the audience. But to you, because you have to sit there and like try, like I get more and more frustrated, and you have to try not to say something that'll fucking piss me off.
Yeah, no, I'm just
and telling me you can't hear it doesn't help.
I know, I'm sorry.
I have no idea what you're talking about. You have no idea.
Meanwhile, Kyle's over there throwing shit, and I'm just.
And I'm sure people think like I'm overreacting or I'm being stupid. Nobody cares. I can't even hear the shit you're talking about. Well, it matters to me because if you can hear the shit I'm talking about, then that sucks. That means I'm putting out something I don't want to put out. And even if you can't hear it, I can hear it and it fucking throws me off.
Yeah.
But there's this other, like the FireWire thing.
Yeah.
It'll work great for a while and then, and you won't know it unless you're listening to audio coming from the computer. It'll just decide, nope, your computer is now going to sound like a robot.
Yes.
Anything coming out of it.
Repeatedly. Yeah.
Anything coming out of it will sound like a robot dying in a garbage disposal.
How many short breaks have we had to take since we got that going? Like it finally works.
Probably.
And then everything turns robotic at some point. And quick break.
That We've happened to me pretty frequently. When I was on John Paul's StarCast.
Oh, and no.
We were talking over Skype.
How embarrassing.
If you listen to it at the end of the show, I tell him for the past 20 minutes, he sounded like a robot and I just didn't want to say anything.
Yeah.
And then I couldn't hear him at all. It just stopped. He could still hear me. The inputs work just fine, just not the outputs. And another thing I've noticed recently that I shouldn't point out, because if you haven't noticed it, then I shouldn't make it obvious to you, but there are these weird little blips, these little clicks, these like, it sounds kind of like this, but more electronic, more, like a little robotic firework going off.
Mm-hmm.
Or like if, when you light a sparkler and it does that like fizzling thing, if you imagine that as a series of really rapid little fizzle sounds, like single fizzles, you know, like just one of those by itself. That's what it sounds like. Every once in a while, there's a little, and I think that's coming from the FireWire thing. I think it's just fucking up. And in the last episode, there was a part where the audio just kind of skips. Like I'm saying something. Like if I was saying, hey, Orion, how are you?
Yeah.
It comes out, hey, Orion, you.
Oh,
like it cuts out part of what I was saying. It only happened once, and it's the first time it's ever happened, but it's not a good sign.
This fucking device is going to be the end of us.
Everything is going to be the end of us because none of this has ever worked properly.
Yeah. Every fucking week. And I feel bad. I have to watch you go through such rage.
And the thing is, I know like some of the problem is that I'm using cheap shit. Like these headphones are cheap shit. Yeah. I bought 5 of them for relatively cheap for what I probably should spend on one pair. but the mixer is pretty good and the compressor is not terrible.
We've had some good days.
And the FireWire thing is supposed to be great.
Yes. How much did that cost again?
I don't remember.
I don't want to remind you. I'm sorry.
I don't remember. It doesn't matter. I don't know. It just, all this shit pisses me off. And I think it doesn't help that I don't think that anybody cares.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Nobody cares but me. And I think people would probably hear me bitching and moaning about it like this and think I'm bitching and moaning and be like, get over it. Quit being a fucking faggot. Just do a fucking show.
Yeah.
How can I be the only one who thinks this is crazy?
There's a guy out there, you know, there's one guy who's in the field of audio and he's listening and he's just shaking his head every week. Oh, they fucked it up again. Anonymous. That's his name.
Anonymous?
He'll never
The guy post. In the Guy Fawkes mask.
Yeah. He'll never Yeah, that guy listens. He never posts in the forum or on the Facebook, but he listens, and he's always disappointed every week.
So you want to hear me talk shit about a kid with a brain tumor?
Yeah, let's.
All right. I got to vent.
All right.
I got to get it all out.
Oh, God.
So I was awarded a medal this week.
Okay.
I went not at work. Just out doing good deeds. I went out to the gas station that I always go to, although I've been going slightly less since I haven't, since I've had a car.
Yeah.
Because now I can go to Wendy's.
Yeah.
If I want to get shit food. I went to the gas station yesterday, I think, and they were like, hey, do you want to donate $1 to help kids with brain tumors?
They're doing that at the
and then
gas station
this,
now?
This old lady who's asked me this points to this basket, this little wicker basket with a bunch of these, like, what looked to me like flyers and a picture of a little boy. And it's like a picture you'd see in a TV show when some parent is talking about their dead son. It's like this little boy in a baseball uniform, baseball hat on,
of course,
huge smile on his face. Most disgustingly sweet pic. Like, I wanted to tear it up.
Mm-hmm.
and I'm like, can I put it on my card? Cause I got to pay
with a
card. And she said, yes. So I donated $1. And then she said, go ahead and take one of those out of the basket.
Yeah.
And the thing in the basket was this thing.
Okay.
Which came with a fucking medal.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
It came with a pin. It's this little flyer, and pinned to it is a little gray metal.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Metal and plastic shitty.
Like,
it's
like
not
the
even
support
metal.
Your troops type ribbon.
Yeah. Yeah, but no, it's support kids with brain tumors. Oh. And it says gray matters. Okay. And it's just the pin is just a ribbon. And the little flyer thingy that it's pinned to says, May is Brain Tumor Awareness Month.
I didn't know.
Neither did any fucking other person on the planet, because it's the stupidest idea in the world. Brain Tumor Awareness Month? Shit, there are brain tumors out there? Holy shit. Like, who does? If you don't know about brain tumors, you'll figure it out when somebody you know gets one. Like, you don't...
God you damn don't, it. I hate when they pick a month, because then it's like every other month is the off time. Don't worry about anything.
Breast Cancer Awareness Month pisses me off because everybody fucking knows about breast cancer. But at least that kind of makes sense, because what they're trying to do is make people aware of breast cancer so they will go out and get mammograms and stuff so that they can catch it early. What are you supposed to do about brain tumors? Are we supposed to be randomly going in and getting CAT scans and MRIs and...
Yeah.
There's no reason to raise awareness of brain tumors.
Yeah. How do you prevent that? You know, oh, there's a lump in my head. No, that's not how it works. That's not how it works.
There's a lump in my head.
Who the fuck just goes and gets an MRI? Like, we all have insurance. Yeah.
This thing, it says, wear this ribbon in recognition of the countless children who are affected by brain tumors.
So it's targeted towards children. That's right. Yes.
Who gives a shit who it's targeted towards? I don't care if it's targeted towards children or old ladies or puppies. I don't give a fuck.
Well, you know, adults get them and it's like nobody gives a shit. Oh, a little kid has a brain tumor.
The world could use less little kids. More little kids should get brain tumors. there are over 600,000 people in the U.S. living with a primary brain tumor, and over 28,000 of these cases are among children under the age of 20. Okay. Random useless fact. Brain tumors in children are different from those in adults and are often treated differently. Okay. Okay. Although over 72% of children with brain tumors will survive, they are often left with long-term side effects.
Like?
Retardation, I would guess. Because if the
superpowers?
What do you think the side effects are of a doctor cutting out a part of your brain? Probably tard.
Probably.
If you would like to make a donation to help a child with a brain tumor, please visit HelenDeVosChildrens.org/give. I just made a donation to help a child with a brain tumor.
A whole dollar, too. God,
yeah,
greedy.
Fuck off, Niggs.
Greedy.
This shit, apparently the kid in the photo that I told you about.
Isn't real?
No. Apparently he's the son of like the manager at the Speedway, at the gas station.
Oh, yeah.
Or something. So I can understand, you know, your kid gets a brain tumor. I'm going to do what I can.
Yeah.
You know, and if that means selling people pins for a dollar, then whatever. I can understand that. But it's still kind of a shitty.
Yes. That photo, that like all American little boy, you know, photo is in itself kind of a guilt trip. Like, oh, he's so sweet. Look at that. Oh, he likes baseball. I have to give a dollar. Jesus. Yeah. He's so sweet and cute. Fuck.
It's the pageantry of the whole thing that pisses me off. Like, I understand your kid has a brain tumor and you want to save his life. And obviously you should. That is how you should feel. And if he does happen to die, now you've been affected by a brain tumor. Now this is a part of your life. And maybe you want to stay a part of this brain tumor awareness bullshit so you can help save other kids. Mm-hmm. Like, so he didn't die in vain because he made me aware of this issue. And now I can champion this cause. Whatever, fine. But it's the pageantry of the bullshit. Like, these fucking flyers and pins and awareness months. Like, you know this guy had nothing to do with brain tumor awareness month until his little baseball nerd got a brain tumor.
Yeah.
And that's the way it always works. Michael J. Fox is all about Parkinson's disease now. Well, guess what? He fucking has it. Of course he is.
Yeah.
And that's the way it always works. I knew someone with breast cancer. That's why I march around with this fucking pin on. It's not because, like, I don't know. It's just everything pisses me off.
It's just the manner in which it's approached to the person that should or should not give a fuck. I don't know.
Well, and it is guilt trippy. You know, like, I go in there. You want to give a dollar to help kids with brain tumors? No.
I work 9 to 5. I got my own struggles. Fuck off.
Fuck you. And I'm buying cigarettes at the time, by the way. That's what I was buying. And actually what she said was she gave me my pack of cigarettes and it was a dollar off pack.
Yeah.
It said a dollar off on it. And she said, since you're saving a dollar, do you want to donate a dollar?
Fucking crazy.
Then what's the fucking point of saving a dollar, you dumb cunt? I'm not saving a dollar if I give it to a kid with a brain tumor.
Yeah.
Oh, God. What does this money even go to? Does it go to brain cancer research? Does it go to help this kid? It doesn't go to help this kid. I know it doesn't, because then it wouldn't have had these fancy flyers and this pin. Maybe some of it eventually somehow kind of trickles down to the kid, because maybe this foundation or whatever will give him money, but not directly. Like, the dollar didn't go to the kid.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
I always think of it like, I'm giving you a dollar. How much goes to research? How much goes towards this piece of paper that I'm getting? And how much goes to that pin? And how much goes to building these, you know, you're actually donating like a penny, you know?
Is it weird that I would actually rather that the dude whose kid that was there standing by the register with a bucket full of dollar bills and saying, could you give me a dollar to help my kid?
Probably.
Like, I would rather that. Is that weird?
It's not weird, but I still wouldn't, like, give a shit.
My kid has a brain tumor. I need to pay his medical bills and we don't have the money. Or we want to do this radical, you know, experimental treatment and it's crazy expensive or something. Could you give me a dollar?
Yeah.
I'm trying to raise money for my kid. I would rather it happen like that than these weird faceless charities.
Yeah.
Like the Ronald McDonald Foundation. You go to McDonald's and it's like every other time you go to fucking McDonald's, they're like, do you want to give like 50 cents to, like, I don't know, buy a black kid a knife? I don't know what the fuck they're spending that money on. I hope that's what they're spending that money on.
If I was part of an honest foundation, I would approach people with, you know, hey, can you donate? This is where your money is going, and I can show you, you know, like.
I don't even, just stop asking me for money.
Yeah.
Just stop getting brain tumors. Stop getting sick. Stop.
We're all going to die.
Everybody
die.
Stay alive or die. Just pick one. Yeah. Stay alive or die, and don't ask me for money.
Yeah.
I got all kinds of stuff to talk about today. I'm just in a horrible, shitty mood.
Well, cheer the fuck up.
It's that. Oh, that helps.
just don't feel
it's
bad.
Like telling somebody to relax.
Yeah.
It's the worst fucking thing you can do. And everybody does it.
Yeah.
Like, if somebody's all worked up, dude, just relax. Fuck you. Fuck you. That is the wrong thing to say.
I've been guilty of that. I apologize.
It's like, I was going to say, it's like red to a bull, except that red to a bull means absolutely fucking nothing.
Yeah.
But it's a phrase,
I guess.
That's
a fun fact. Yeah. I don't think most people know that anyway.
Maybe they don't, but most people are fucking dumb. I hate everything. Okay. So last week I was so fucking out of it because all I could think about were voices.
Yes.
That I forgot to mention a couple of things.
New segment.
2 weeks ago, I'm not doing that right now.
All right.
2 weeks ago, I talked about my dad's craziness.
Yeah.
He sent me an email. He was like, hey, how's it going? It turns out your sister's not getting married. I'm still unemployed.
Oh, by the way,
my board game's coming along.
Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, the Illuminati. My dad tells me that the Illuminati and the New World Order are ruining our country. So I'm like, okay, he's fucking nuts. Mm-hmm. And I wrote back to him and I said, I don't think we should talk about the Illuminati and the One World Order, because if you're a new listener, my dad and I have had these crazy email fights before. One day he was talking to me about some weird art project he was doing, and he started talking about the Fibonacci sequence and how fucking magical it was. I sent him an article debunking all the mysticism around the Fibonacci sequence, and he just fucking went off on me, and he started going crazy, and then he started talking about Einstein failing. Basically, he was talking about what a genius he is.
Yeah.
Like, he kept quoting himself, which is insane.
It's disgusting.
Who does that?
Yeah.
As I always say, quote, and then something that he thinks sounds wise but actually sounds retarded. And so then I like called him out on not being as smart as he thinks he is. And then he tells me that even Einstein failed math, at which point I debunked that for him. And then he got even more mad. So we had this crazy fight about the Fibonacci sequence and Einstein failing math. And at the end of it, he basically told me that I'm an asshole. Yeah. He started talking shit about
sorry
the podcast.
Yeah.
How terrible our podcast is and how nobody likes it. It's garbage and I'm wasting my time, blah, blah, blah. And then like we kind of made up like a few days later or something when he cooled down. But and then we haven't really talked since. Then I get this email about the Illuminati. I say, I don't think we should talk about that because of our history with fighting about him being crazy. And he comes back to me with this crazy long thing. I don't know if I mentioned this because I don't know if I had gotten this yet. He comes back to me with this crazy long email all about the Illuminati and stuff. And he posts three videos in the email, YouTube videos. Each one is about an hour long or more. And he also attached two PDFs of full books.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Let me actually look this up. fuck.
Now, while you're looking this up, this got me thinking, like, why wouldn't he just bring this up as like, hey, I've been looking into this. It's kind of interesting. I don't know if it's right or wrong. You know, seems a little hokey, but, you know, just filling you in with what I'm doing lately. The end. But no, he's like, Kyle, you really got to check this shit out. This is some serious, like he's preaching to you. What did he expect you to say?
Hold on. I'll get to that.
Yeah.
Okay. He sends me this email. There are three really long YouTube videos in it. There's a link to the Wikipedia page about the guy who founded the Illuminati, because it was a real thing, but not, it's not like a global conspiracy thing. It was like a thing that happened briefly in like, what, the 1700s or maybe, oh, the 1800s. Is this thing that happened briefly in the 1800s. Some guy founded the Illuminati and it basically died with him. And he attached two PDFs. One was Proofs of a Conspiracy by John Robinson, which I believe is a book from that time period, like from a long fucking time ago.
Jesus.
And the other one is The Leipzig Connection, Systematic Destruction of American Education from 1993. And he, I guess, wanted me to watch all those videos, read that Wikipedia article, and read these PDFs. So I watched one of the videos
all
the way through.
And even that's more than enough.
It was excruciating.
Yeah.
It was the worst fucking thing I've ever watched.
I would never do that to anyone.
It was like, it was the worst experience I've ever had, and I have drowned a kitten. So it was pretty bad.
Yeah.
It's just this, it's this hour long video of an old lady not really talking about anything. At the beginning, she kind of talks about Pavlovian conditioning and how the education system has been changed to train us to be drones. and then, but she doesn't really offer anything to back that up. Then she talks about some people that, like, I guess were somehow tied to,
like, some big names you might recognize.
The Illuminati or something. It, the whole thing is supposedly about Skull and Bones.
Yeah.
Which Skull and Bones is just like a club at Yale. That's all it is.
Kind of like that movie Skulls, the Skulls.
I don't know. I haven't seen it. But that probably was like a conspiracy thingy.
Yeah.
No, this is just a club of dudes at Yale. That's all it is. It's like a fraternity, kind of. Mm-hmm. But it's kind of a secret society, but it's like a bunch of rich dudes that are part of a club.
Yeah.
That's all it is. And so her dad was in Skull and Bones, and she talks about that, and she just goes on and on and on and rambles and doesn't really say anything. And the whole, like, the last 20 minutes or so of the video are just her reading out of this book. And what this book is a list of members of Skull and Bones. That's all it is. She got it because her dad was in Skull and Bones,
mm-hmm.
and they made these nice little bound books of member lists, and they sent them out to members. She just reads names out of the fucking book.
Names you'd recognize, because there's hundreds, right?
Yeah, she's like talking about the bushes. Yeah. Oh, and then this bush and this bush and this bush.
Yeah.
And she's just reading names out of the fucking book. Like, that, it's not useful information to anyone.
Yeah.
It's just an old lady rambling. So I watched this video, and as I was watching it, I typed up an email to my dad,
mm-hmm.
like a play-by-play of watching this video. And I tore it apart because it was such garbage. And of course, you know, he got back to me and he was mad.
Mm-hmm.
And so now I'm just not going to talk to him about this anymore. I told him in my email that I was going to watch the other videos and do the same thing, but I'm not going to do that. I just can't. I don't care. He can be crazy if he wants to be crazy. I don't care. It's not worth it. And you were saying, like, what does he expect from me? Whatever.
Yeah, it's like he had a subconscious goal to just piss you off.
No, I don't think that's what it is.
Because he knows you to some degree. What did he think?
Well, I think two things. I think, one, he actually doesn't know me at all. He might think he does, but I don't think he does. The other thing is, he reveres his father. He really looks up to his father, my grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, in one of these emails, he quoted my grandfather to me. And it wasn't even a quote my grandfather made up. It was, let me find that, because that was funny. He says, like your grandfather said to me, it's become the motto of, it is my duty to do my best to help myself and screw the rest, which my grandfather didn't make that up.
Yeah.
But that's a quote from my grandfather. My dad is quoting him like he's a source or something. So my dad really, really looks up to my grandfather, and he wants me to do the same to him. Mm-hmm. He wants his word to be the word of God to me. Like, he wants me to look to him for sage advice and wisdom. The problem is, he doesn't have any. So I can't. Like when he comes at me with the Illuminati stuff, he wants me to go, wow, Dad, you're really smart.
Yes. Yeah.
Wow.
It's like
you
a
really,
disorder.
You really got the world figured out. All those fucking sheep out there, they don't know what's going on. They're being fleeced. But not you, Dad.
I was fantasizing about you replying in that manner. And then he comes back, how? Like, that's right, son.
Yep.
Pat on
you can
the
count
back.
On your old man. To set you straight.
You almost gotta fuck with him. You almost have to. Like,
I should have. What I should have done.
Yeah.
I should have written him back and like agreed with him.
Yeah.
But elaborated, because there there are all these other conspiracy theories that kind of go along with this stuff.
Yeah.
Like, there are definitely people who are all about the Illuminati and everything.
Yeah.
But they also think aliens.
Yeah.
Aliens are doing, like, there's this guy, Sean Ryan mentioned him in the forum, and I'm not prepared to like really bring up stuff and talk about him in depth, but there's this guy named David Icke, I think it's I-C-K-E. I think it's Icke. And he's nuts. And he, if you watch his videos, he seems at first like a sane guy.
Yeah.
And then you start to go, he's a little conspiracy-y, because mm-hmm. he starts talking about the Illuminati and stuff.
Yeah.
Then you realize that not only does he believe that, like, there's this New World Order thing going on.
Yeah.
But he believes that all of the people responsible, all of the conspirators,
don't tell me,
are reptilian aliens from another dimension.
Wearing masks or what? Did it get into detail?
I forget now if they're like possessing human bodies or if it's
mind
holograms or I forget.
Jesus
I do
Christ.
Know, and I don't know if it's him or if it's other people, but I have seen videos on YouTube where people are like, here you can see President Bush, because it's kind of an old video. President Bush's his mask or whatever, his disguise slipped for
the
a second.
Seam, yeah.
And like, you, if you freeze frame right here, you can see that he wasn't holding up the disguise. And if you look at the video, they like slow it down and show you the frame they're talking about. It's like artifacting. mm-hmm. like video art, like JPEG artifacting, yes, like when yes. a picture gets kind of blocky in a section.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Oh my God.
That's what this guy is looking at, analyzing and going, see, he turned reptilian for a second.
How fucking sad is that, that people actually saw that and were like, yes.
Yeah.
Truth. Yes.
And so I don't think my dad believes that stuff. But what I should have done is gotten back to him and been like, yeah, I know about the Illuminati and stuff. I totally agree. It's, yeah. this country's going down the tubes. And then just kind of casually slip in little hints that I believe that they're reptiles yeah. and that they're from another dimension. And then just see how he handles that.
Yeah.
But it's too, I can't deal with this fucking bullshit.
It's like, exhausting.
Suck a dick, Dad. I can't do it. I don't care that you're crazy. It doesn't, it only bothers me because he's so arrogant about it. I don't know. So I didn't mention that last week, but that was, there's an update on that. My dad's still fucking nuts.
Yeah. We were talking about this off mic, I believe, but that bugs you, right? Because
that he's nuts?
Yeah. You were a kid, you know, your dad's
it does.
This smart guy, really good at drawing and art and, you know, aware of that kind of shit.
Yeah.
You know,
I don't
think it's a plus, you know, like, oh, my dad's into art too. And then he just, as you get older, you know, he reveals just how kind of arrogant and nuts he is. It's sad.
He's always been a little nuts though. Like when I was a kid, I thought he was the coolest guy. Like I remember one time, I knew he was really good at drawing. And once he drew me a picture of a Ninja Turtle, and it looked just like the ones from the cartoons. Only the one he drew had a yellow bandana and a bolo for a weapon. You know what a bolo is?
No.
It's like a handle with some ropes with balls on the end of them.
Oh, yes.
And I forget what he named the guy like Salvador or Dali or something because he named him after another painter. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure it was named after Salvador Dali. And so this was his own Ninja Turtle, but it looked just like the ones from the cartoons. It was awesome. And I took it to school and showed it off to my friends and stuff. And that was so cool. And then there was this movie we really liked that I don't think a lot of people have seen. Came out in the 80s. It's an animated movie from Canada, I think, called Rock and Rule. It's like a rock and roll themed post-apocalyptic future cartoon where everybody's like kind of an anthropomorphic animal. It's fucking weird. But anyway, like they end up saving the world with rock and roll. It's nuts. But
awesome.
But I really liked this cartoon when I was a kid, and it wasn't a cartoon for kids. It was like a cartoon for adults. And my dad did this cool picture of like a bunch of the characters together. And I thought that was so cool. And every time he did something like that, it looked just like the real thing. So I thought, my dad's so cool. And he's so good at this art stuff. And he always seemed to be good at stuff. And he seemed, when I was a little kid, I was dumb as fuck because I was a little kid. So everything he said seemed smart. But as I got older, you know, it's become more and more obvious to me that he's a little bit nuts. He's a little bit off. And he's not as smart as I thought he was when I was a kid. Like, this doesn't necessarily mean anything about his intelligence, but my dad is one of those guys who will say seen when he means saw.
Yeah.
And he throws the word ain't around a lot. Like I'll use the word ain't sometimes, but I do it on purpose when I do it. Like if there was something terrible in a room, I might go, I ain't going in there. Mm-hmm. But I'd say it like that. Like, you know that I'm doing that on purpose. It's an affectation. My dad does it and has no idea he's doing it. He just uses it instead of isn't. When I said he's kind of always been crazy, there was a time when I was a kid and my dad was working on this picture. And I remember thinking it was really cool because he was doing all this mixed media stuff. Like he used markers and pens and he did some airbrushing for part of it. And it was a portrait. And it was a portrait of a female coworker of his. He did it for no reason. She didn't commission it or anything. Yeah. He just did it because he wanted to do it. He was married to my mom at the time.
Yeah.
And he would do it while he would work on it while we were all home. It wasn't a secret.
I guess there's nothing really wrong with that, but it's a little weird.
There is.
It's a little weird.
There is, because he didn't seem at all aware of the fact that it was weird. That's why it's weird.
Yeah.
Like if he was like, if there was a reason for him to do it, or if he was like, you know, I know it seems a little weird, but I don't know. I was just inspired. Whatever. No, that would still be weird. There's no way for it to not be weird without it being like she asked him to do it.
Yeah.
And she most definitely did not. and so he's like, we're all home. My mom's around and he'll just be hiding off in this room.
Oh, God.
Drawing this picture of this chick from work. And I remember thinking it was a little weird when I was a kid, but It's way more weird now that I'm an adult.
Yeah, God damn.
And he was always kind of weird. He always did weird fucking shit. And I don't know. He's a crazy person, and I don't care. Fuck him.
Yeah.
But it is a little sad, yeah, because I used to think he was the coolest guy and the smartest guy, and he's definitely not.
Yeah.
Fucking Buzz. In other news that I forgot to mention, when I was talking about my van last week,
yeah,
my new vehicle, I did forget to mention two of the funnier things about it.
Oh, no.
It came with stickers on the back.
Yeah.
And it's those stick figure family stickers that people put on their car.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure the way it works, I'm sure you've seen them. Like, there'll be a bunch of white stick figures of different family members. And I think the way it works is you buy them individually and then you put together your family. Like, you try to find one that looks like...
Where do you buy those anyway?
I don't know. I don't know, but they were on the car when I got it, and there's like five of them. And I think one of them's a baby.
That's great.
And and I haven't taken them off yet. I think I'm going to, but
don't do it.
No, I'm going to take them off.
X them out. Buy that sticker that has the X. You know, like.
And the other funny thing about it, to me at least, it's funny, is that on the front, and I didn't notice this until I got the vehicle home. I guess I didn't walk around to the front of the vehicle. On the front, where like a front license plate would go,
mm-hmm.
in Michigan, you don't have to have a front license plate. So, people will put like just little messagey plates on there. There's a Peace Frogs plate on there. Yeah, it's just like the shape of a license plate, but all it has on it is a big frog giving a peace sign, and it's like a tie-dyed frog or something. Or like a paisley
if
frog.
If I were selling a vehicle, I'd take that shit off.
Yeah,
I don't know.
You know, right?
It kind of personalizes it, yeah.
But maybe they thought that was a perk.
Yeah.
You know, like, hey,
yeah, god,
it's got power windows and power seats, and it's got a Peace Frog plate.
Yeah,
so
I'm sold.
Oh man,
take my money.
Peace Frog plate. I'm gonna throw in an extra $100 for that. I'd feel like I was robbing you if I didn't.
God damn it.
And I mentioned last week that nothing had gone wrong with it so far.
Yeah,
which was great.
Yeah. Oh man, what?
Update on that.
What happened?
And I should have noticed this sooner than I did. The gas gauge doesn't work.
Oh,
the fuel gauge.
Fuck.
It just always reads full.
Oh no.
I didn't really notice it because like I would glance at it sometimes, but I wasn't really paying much attention. I was just like, oh well, I'm not anywhere near empty. But then it dawned on me, I've driven this for like a fucking week.
Yeah.
And it still says I'm full. Oh, like completely full. Like it hasn't moved at all. Yeah, the gas gauge doesn't work.
Fuck,
and I looked it up online, and apparently that's a common problem with this particular kind of vehicle.
Is it?
It's not an easy fix.
Okay.
It's
God damn it.
It could be a couple of things, but it's most likely the sensor that's inside the gas tank.
Yeah. You'd have to replace that unit, which would cost.
And it's apparently an expensive unit, like hundreds of dollars.
Yeah, fuck that.
And I wouldn't be able to do it. I mean, I technically could, I guess. But I would really have to have somebody else do it because you have to like take the gas tank off and like
fuck that.
Empty it and get into it and take the because it's inside the fucking gas tank.
Yeah.
So I just have to be careful.
Oh,
I guess
no.
It's not the worst problem in the world to have.
Yeah.
Like
that's true.
If that's the only thing that's wrong with it, great. Although that might not be the only thing that's wrong with it because today on the way home from work it started overheating.
Oh no.
Now I'm not sure what the problem was there. It was a hot day today.
Yeah.
And it was only doing it when I was going kind of fast. Because there's this one part of my trip home where you can go 60, basically. It's 55, but people go 60.
I've used that as an excuse with my van when it would overheat. Like, oh, it's fucking 90 out. It shouldn't matter at all.
No, but
things get hundreds of degrees, you know.
No, but it only happened when I was driving really fast. In fact, and this could be an indication of an even worse problem, but it cooled back down when I got to an area where I was doing like 30.
That's got
to
be some kind of sensor. It's got to be some kind of thermostat, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Cuz if it cooled back down, you're good. You're okay. If it didn't, you're fucked. Like something's up with your radiator or some shit.
I don't know. It's maybe it's low on coolant. I don't know, but I would think it wouldn't have cooled back down then.
Yeah.
But yeah, so, you know, everything sucks and everything breaks.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Oh, and that job offer that I mentioned like a few shows ago.
I totally forgot. Yeah.
Yeah, I got the job posting for that. I'm not going to fucking do it. I would, like I thought, I would have to apply.
Yeah.
And I would have to submit a resume.
Mm-hmm. Interview.
Which I don't have. I do not have a resume. And I'm sure people would be like, well, then just fucking write one. Just fucking write a resume. Really? Really? And put what on it? I worked at 7-Eleven for a while. Then I worked at a call center where I harassed people on the phone. Then I worked at a grocery store. Then I worked at the Salvation Army and GameStop. And now I do a job that would be difficult to explain to you. Yep. None of that's really relevant.
At all.
At all. Yeah. I have a high school diploma, but that doesn't count for shit anymore. Like, not having a high school diploma is almost like a negative now rather than having one being a positive. Yeah,
like back in the 50s.
Yeah, like it means nothing. That's the default is to have a high school diploma. I have nothing to show you that I can do this job.
Yeah.
So why write a fucking resume?
Yeah.
Like, it means nothing. And you could say, yeah, but you got to do it. And it could show, you know, like that you have a good work ethic, or it could show like it's bullshit and I won't participate. So fuck off.
What was the pay?
Like, he didn't tell me. He told me it would be more than what I make now.
Yeah.
But he didn't tell me what it actually was. And probably because he doesn't know, because he knows a range, but it would probably depend on who they hired and what they decided to offer them.
Yeah.
And it's at a public school. Now, I think I mentioned that before, but I hadn't really thought about it.
Yeah.
I don't want to work at a fucking public school. I'm not even sure I could work at a public school. People get fired from schools all the time for people seeing their Facebook pages.
Oh, yeah.
Could you imagine if they stumbled upon our old show?
Yeah, just floating out there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Or my Twitter feed or fucking anything.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm not, I don't want to work at a fucking public school.
Too much risk.
It's just, it's just fucking dangerous and it's far away and I just plain don't want to do it.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to do it.
That's a good enough reason. Yeah.
What else? It's International Jugglers Day.
Is it?
Yeah. Jesus so it's Brain Tumor Awareness Month and International Jugglers Day today.
Yeah.
Well, actually, it's not anymore. It was yesterday now.
Yeah. Oh,
now it's like 1:30 in the morning.
We missed it. Oh, no. I want to strangle everybody.
You know what the greatest thing about International Jugglers Day is?
What is that?
That it's there's an International Jugglers Day in April. And then in June, there's a World Jugglers Day.
Oh, my God.
So they needed two, but they put them real close together. And nobody wants to celebrate it. Even jugglers don't want to celebrate jugglers. it's like,
I don't know. They're pretty fucking weird.
Of
jugglers.
All impressive things for people to do. Yeah. It's like the most, least impressive. It's like the worst thing to impress someone with, juggling.
They don't know that.
Yeah, I guess not. Oh, it's like people who decide to be clowns.
Yeah.
Like, really? You know what clowns are, right? You fucking creep. What made you... Who sees clowns and goes, that's what I want to be?
Yeah.
That's what I want to be. That thing that scares like half the people who know what they are?
It's an art, Kyle.
Ah, clowning is an art.
Mm-hmm.
You see, the way every clown sprays a man in the face with the flower pinned to his lapel is different. It's interpretive spritzering.
It's about the timing.
Oh, man. No. Every clown is different. My big shoes are only half as big as some clowns because I'm not as ostentatious as most clowns. I don't do the face paint, the full white face paint. I just do the triangles above and below the eyes. And I go for the more old school hobo clown look. You know, I like to keep it authentic.
God damn.
Fucking... Who wants to be... Why are clowns even a thing? Why is anything a thing? I hate everything.
You need to own a gun, Kyle.
Oh, God, if I owned...
Just even... Not even going out shooting, which I'm sure would be some kind of therapy.
Just to cradle it.
Just cradle it, or just to load it and, you know, cock it back, depending on what gun you got. You know? Oh, that feels nice. So if you... You know, so if you do fucking lose it... At least you'll have a good time.
The cocking the gun would not make me feel better at all. Cocking the gun would be like watching porn with my hands taped behind my back.
Jesus.
I would want to shoot something.
Oh, yeah.
Preferably someone. God, this is not going how I planned. I was not this frustrated before we started trying to do this and everything fucking wouldn't work. What else? I met that baby again.
Yeah. Yes.
Last Saturday, day after the last podcast, roommate John and I went over to Orion and his fiance Aldi's place.
Yeah. And we hung out.
Hung out with his baby.
Grilled some dogs. Yes.
Yep. We ate wieners. Mm-hmm. I ate a lot of wieners.
They did.
There are hot dogs and brats. And you guys were going crazy with the toppings, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
There was ketchup and mustard, but there was like three different kinds of mustard. Mm-hmm. There was Swiss cheese and steak sauce.
Yes.
What else did you... Chili.
Coleslaw. Chili and spicy mustard.
All that stuff was supposed to go on dogs.
Yeah.
And I tried most of it, if not all of it. And it was good.
Frito crumbs and
I didn't try
sauce.
That. I didn't try that.
Fucking fantastic.
I'm not a big hot sauce guy, though.
Oh, something about it.
Me neither. And
it,
I think
it rocks, man.
Frito crumbs and hot sauce on a hot dog, I think would make me feel like I dropped it and rolled it. Like, like if you took all the cushions off of a couch and then I dropped it on that, you know, tarp looking part of the couch that's underneath the cushions and just rolled it.
Oh, God, no.
And then picked it up and put it back in the dog. That's what like Frito crumbs seem like.
It's
to me.
Like, well,
I imagine most couches are full of Frito crumbs.
Yeah. But have you ever put like potato chips on a sandwich?
Yeah.
You ever have that friend that's like, dude, you got to try this. And you try it and it's like, I like that crunch. You don't really taste the potato chips, but.
Yeah, I don't do that, though. Like, I have done that, but I don't do that.
Oh, it's good. It's kind of like that. You don't taste the Fritos because that fucking hot sauce dominates everything.
I
couldn't.
Yeah. Even. If I was going to do the Frito crumbs, I wouldn't do it with the hot sauce. I don't think.
Yeah.
Not a hot sauce guy.
Yeah.
But anyway, so we ate wieners.
Mm-hmm.
And, hung out with the baby.
Yes.
I feel like this time it went better for me than last time.
Because
last time I was there and I met the baby, he just cried. He just cried at me.
Oh, yeah.
He did not like me at all. This time he initially cried at me a little bit, but I feel like we bonded after a while.
He's a little bit older, so he didn't just lay there staring off into space. He kind of analyzed you.
Well, he didn't just lay there staring off into space the last time either. He looked right at me and cried in my face.
Oh, Jesus.
But this time he cried at me a little bit, but then we went outside for the dogs and you put him in his walker and he is walking around in the driveway and I helped him pick grass, which was kind of fun. Like he kept trying to pick the grass, but he couldn't quite reach it. Yeah. So I pushed like it was, there's some tall grass and I pushed it down so he could get to it and he grabbed it and then he ate it.
And then he was eating it. Yeah, of course.
Cause he's a baby, but, it was all right.
Yeah. Yeah. It went a lot better than last time. That's all I can say. Yeah. And it hopefully keeps getting better and he doesn't get to that point where you come over and he's like begging for fruit roll-ups and whining and throwing shit.
Oh boy.
But
I got more stuff, but I keep ruining it all. What's going on with you?
Well, speaking of your dad and how crazy he's going.
You got something about my dad being crazy?
No, my mom.
Oh yeah.
Lost it. I think I messaged you on Facebook because it blew my mind. I went to a rock show this week and I posted on my wall, my Facebook wall the next day, like how awesome it was. And I didn't purchase the ticket. I got it for free. And this other guy like drove me and it was awesome. I wanted to thank them. And I said something like, because it was a good show. I'm like, I've never met a force of rock that stood the hairs on the back of my balls up or some shit.
Uh-huh.
I don't know, something crude, but awesome. You know, like, how awesome was it, Orion? Well, let me tell you, it was that awesome.
It was so awesome, it made the hairs on the back of my balls stand up.
Ooh!
And those hairs
are
like
awesome.
Being pushed down by my balls.
Yeah, yeah. They don't stand up for anything, you know? So I post that, and like 5 minutes later, I get a message from my mom. And I knew right away. Because this has happened in the past where she messages me about something I've posted. Because I fucking forget to hide her if I mention anything vulgar. I keep forgetting because part of me doesn't give a shit. Read it, Mom. If you don't like it, go fuck yourself, you know?
Right.
But I don't know. I'm too much of a nice guy. So I get this long message. It's never like... Like, if I was a parent and I didn't agree with something my little guy was posting when he's older, I'd be like, dude... This is what I have a problem with, and this is why. That's it. The end. Take it or leave it. I wouldn't post a fucking novel about stuff that wasn't even relevant. And by that, I mean She was talking about how it was vulgar and she was embarrassed and ashamed of me. But then it got into some deeper shit. And I think our parents, this kind of, it's like we share this quality with our parents. Like, we just set them off with the smallest thing and they attack that. But clearly, because we're intelligent people, it's not that that they're angry about. Mm-hmm. That just gave them the opportunity to attack because they have this grudge, this thing just hanging on their shoulder, whatever, this deep-seated, I don't know, thing they have against us. And the thing with my mom that I could gather, because it was, the grammar was horrible, and it was a lot of misspelled words, and it was fucking embarrassing. But basically, she's pissed because I don't call her enough. And I think this is a common theme.
Yeah, yeah.
It just keeps, this is the root of every attack that I ever get. And Mother's Day happened not too long ago, and I called her, and she works like 6 days a week, and so she's busy. And anytime I call her, she's like, she'll talk to me for like 30 seconds, maybe more, but she's like, I'm at work, I gotta get going, I'll call you back if I can. Okay. So I call her, I get her voicemail. I don't know if she's working or not. It's Mother's Day, and I'm like, hey, happy Mother's Day, just wanted to see how you're doing, you know. Haven't talked to you in a while. Just want to see what's up. If you get a chance, give me a call. She never called back. I assume she was fucking busy. I'm busy. She's busy. Hey, we're all busy. But no, she comes back at me in this message, like attacking me for just leaving a voicemail. Fuck you. What kind of son, you know?
And what were you supposed to do? Just keep calling back?
Basically, yeah. Like, why aren't you picking up? I don't give a shit if you're busy. You're my mother.
That's what fucking voicemails are for. Any sane person would be more upset with you for calling and not leaving a message.
Yes, but she's clearly not.
Because now I don't know why the fuck you called.
Yeah.
Jesus. Yeah, that's insane.
It was so bad. So she blocked me. She didn't just send me a message. She was so upset. She's going to send a real message.
I'm
gonna send you this message and block you. And underneath her message, I guess this happens, I've never been blocked, but you can't respond to that person because they blocked you. And it says clearly, like underneath, like you can no longer respond to this person or whatever. I'm like, oh man, this feels kind of good because I'm sick of this shit, you know? I'm like, God. And but it bugged me. And it wasn't like a, this is my mom, why is she so upset? Like it should be. It bugged me because I couldn't think of a way, because we get to that point where we exceed the intelligence of our parents or the, just the way, I don't know, the brain works. It's like we surpass it. And then when they come at us and attack us, we could argue, but you have to be careful because you're dealing with like a child here.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it is. Like, talking to my dad is like talking to a temperamental child.
And you have to be careful because you could say how you feel, you know, just come back at them and write how you feel, and it'll get you nowhere.
Yeah.
They won't fucking read it. They will. It's like they'll hear it, but they won't listen, you know? Mm-hmm. So you have to be careful simply because you want to get your point across, but you're dealing with a child here. So I'm all fucking night. All the next day, I'm trying to think of how to respond to this, to tell her how it's like she was pissed because I wrote the word balls.
Yeah, yeah. That's so crazy.
It. But that wasn't it. I know that.
It's no, but I that, but it. That, it wasn't, but it was. Yeah, like, that's the thing that set it off, and that's the thing that she said was it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm smart enough to know that it wasn't it, you know, for the most part. But, and it, I just kept thinking about it, and it gave me a fucking stomach ache, you know? It's like you go through all these responses in your head all fucking day. Like, you could write them out and write a fucking 10-page paper on just how to respond, you know, with this or with that. How should I do this? And, like, I got up the next day, and I was getting ready for work, and I was showering, and it was in my head. And I couldn't get it out, and I'm thinking about it. And I had showered, I had shampooed, I had washed everything. And then I started washing myself again, and I couldn't remember if I had done that yet. And I'm sitting there, and I got out, and like 30 minutes had passed. I normally take like a 6-minute shower. And I'm like, God damn, this is ridiculous. And I couldn't, and I haven't responded yet, but it's like she's planning on coming out
okay.
for a week in like a month and a half. She's going to stay uh-huh. with us. And Aldi, I told Aldi about it, my fiance, and she's like, how do you feel about it? And I'm like, well, I'm not going to be an asshole like she is and say, well, you said that. Well, you're not coming out. Like, you're not coming out for Christmas. Fuck you. You banned me on Facebook.
You should.
How pathetic is that?
You should just like make a sign that says you have been blocked and put it on your door and get a hotel room. And just leave. That's and just don't crazy. Be there when she shows up.
She's a stranger to my humor. She is.
Yeah.
And
no,
I think
yeah,
most
I
old people are. Like, they just don't get it. And it's like older generations are so hung up on this, like, trying to be this certain status, you know, like, and it's not even that. It's they want us to, they understand the importance of how we conduct ourselves and how that affects the community around us. But that doesn't matter anymore, especially here, because it's a city and I never see the same face twice in a day, usually. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't matter. But if you're in a smaller community, you know, you do this, you conduct yourself this way, people notice and they talk and then they look down on you and you can't do that. And I kind of get it. I don't know if that makes sense. But they're so hung up on that. Like, you need to carry yourself well and be respectful and
I don't
never tell a joke, you know?
I don't think that's my dad's issue. Yeah, Well, the respectful thing maybe, but he only cares about me being respectful to him.
Exactly.
He will say that he cares about me being respectful to my elders, but he means him.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't give a fuck what I say about anybody else.
Even I hear that when you read it to me. Yeah, like, it's clear. So fucking disgusting.
I think my dad wants me to go, gee whiz, dad, you're the smartest guy in the world.
Yeah.
Whereas I'm not entirely sure what your mom, I guess she kind of wants the same thing. She wants you to call her. She wants you yeah. to want to call her all the yeah. time. She wants you to be like, oh, mom, this happened in my life and I have to tell you about it.
Yeah.
And, you know, like she wants you to feel that. Mm-hmm. But it's like being in a relationship with somebody and just not feeling it. You know, I'm not saying you don't love your mom. That's not yeah. what I mean. Yeah. But like if you were in a relationship with a girl and you just weren't in love with her.
Yeah.
And you keep trying to make it work, but you just don't want to see her anymore.
Yeah.
And that's kind of sort of what it's like, because it's like I'm supposed to look up to my dad and that's what he wants desperately. It's like the girlfriend wanting you to love them
mm-hmm.
and you just can't. I can't look up to you. I'm sorry.
I almost think it's a disorder for when I see other kids and they very falsely, in a fake way, relate to their parents. They just talk to their parents and you listen in on the conversation. Maybe it's about their day, okay, and I'm sure their parents care, but when it comes to like anything they could relate to, like sports, fuck, okay, it's not substance to me, you know, and I need that. She's not a friend of mine. She's just my
yeah.
mother.
Yeah.
She's not my friend. I can't relate to her in any fucking way.
That's the problem. The only thing I could relate to my dad on are like, I could be like, we could talk about other family members.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah. And that's it.
I have tried to relate to him when it comes to employment, because that's like one of the big things he talks about. Like mm-hmm. when he had a job, he was constantly complaining about the job.
Yeah.
And now he doesn't anymore. So every time I hear from him, he's complaining about being unemployed
mm-hmm.
and how hard it is to find a job. So I've tried to relate to him by like talking about stuff with my work, and he doesn't give a fuck, because that's not what he wants. He wants to talk about his work.
Yeah.
And he wants me to be like, oh boy, that's so exciting. And you're so smart, because yeah. he would complain about how he's so much smarter than everyone else at work. And,
yeah. Ugh, yucky.
And if I try to say something kind of like what he's saying, but about my work, it's like you're in his head, no matter where I'm working at like McDonald's.
Yeah.
You know, I'm working yes. a little kid job. My first high school job.
Yeah.
And it couldn't possibly compare. It's just so fucking weird. I don't know.
That's scary. Cause what if you did get a great job? What if you went to college, got a great job, and you were successful, and you came to him and he'd still be like, you're not as smart as me, boy. You know?
No, yeah. I think actually, I couldn't say for sure.
It wouldn't matter.
I think if I were like rich,
yeah.
If I had somehow done something that like made me rich,
yeah.
And now I'm like far more affluent than he is. I have way more money than him, and he's currently unemployed.
Yeah.
I think that would piss him off.
It'd make it worse.
Yeah,
yes.
I think it would.
Jesus. What do you want from me, Dan? You
know? Well, I think part of the reason it would make it worse is because regardless, he would still see me as the kid he sees. Like when I said he sees me as working at McDonald's.
Yes.
He would still see me the same way, except that I have all this money. Mm-hmm. So he would probably talk about me being spoiled mm-hmm. and not deserving it. And he wouldn't come right out and say it, but it would be basically, I'm older and I worked my whole life and then you have all this money. It's not fair. It's not right.
Yeah.
And yeah, so I could, there's no way to win.
Yeah.
Because he wants me to be like, gee whiz, Dad, you're the greatest guy in the world. And he isn't. So fuck him.
Mm-hmm. Ugh. But,
And speaking of things fucking pissing me off,
yeah.
Not really important at all, but the last several podcasts, and I'm sure nobody cares.
What have I done?
But
yeah.
It's not you. I sound like I have a cold or something all the time. Like I can hear, like when I say ends, when I say certain things, like it just, I hear my fucking nasal cavity and it drives me crazy. Like I might've said recently, I don't remember who was on or off the podcast, but that I have been having trouble continuing to listen mm-hmm. to the show. Like I used to listen to them all the time and I still kind of do, but not like I did before. And it's because I just hearing my own voice pisses me off.
It's getting worse.
Yeah. It's, and I don't know if it's getting worse or if it's in my head, but it's fucking pissing me off.
Yeah. It's one thing. Like I can't listen to my voice, you know, nobody really can, though. It's kind of cool in a way, but I despise my voice.
But it's not my voice. It's not, that's the problem. It's not my voice. It's my fucking nasal cavity. I can hear it. It sounds like I have a cold or something.
You actually have a reason. Yeah. It's not just, it's me. Yeah. I don't like the way I sound. I don't hear it. You sound fantastic. So don't worry about it.
Thanks, buddy. I was in a great mood earlier today, actually. And now I just, everything sucks.
Yeah.
I was thinking earlier today, much earlier today, like while I was at work, about all these things I want to do. And I was kind of starting to feel, I don't know, like inspired or whatever, like all these things I wanted to do with the show. And I was starting to think about how I just need to fucking do stuff. Like my life is passing me by, you know, like, and I'm just kind of limping along trying to keep up with it.
Yeah.
And I'm not doing anything. I'm not going anywhere. Like whole weeks pass by and they feel like days to me.
Same here. Yeah. It feels like the movie Groundhog Day, only each day you don't do shit.
Yeah. Like no progress is being made.
Fucking, it's not, you're not moving forward in time. You're just stagnant.
Just sitting there, yeah.
And there's a countdown, and that's
yeah.
it. That's yep. it. Days yep. are getting, like,
so no. I was thinking about how I need to not do that.
Yeah.
You know, how I need to do something. And it's, I think I was listening to Red Bar Radio today.
Yeah.
And the host was talking about how, like, people shouldn't take shitty jobs. People shouldn't just accept the status quo. Like, if you... you should do what you want to do and find a way to make money at it. And a lot of this, like, I agree with him on a lot of stuff, but this is not one of those things.
Yeah.
I sort of agree with him on these things. But when people say this stuff, and he's not the only one I've heard say it.
Yeah, exactly.
It drives me crazy because it's not good advice. It's terrible advice. And it's not true, half the shit that they say. They'll say things like... like if you're, I've heard people say things like, you know, you don't like your job, then fucking quit.
Yeah.
Go do what you want to do. Are you insane? I have bills. Like I can't just quit and go do what I want to do.
It's survival. Yeah.
Especially
it's not fun world.
Yeah. I mean, the problem is that the people who say that made it work.
Yeah.
And so they assume it just fucking works.
Yeah, it's universal.
They assume that anybody could do that. And for one thing, what I actually want to do is just not work.
Yeah.
Like I would continue doing this, but there's no way to like, for me to really make money doing this, at least not now. And there are lots of interests I have that I would partake in, but not like regular, like if I could do whatever I wanted and get paid for it, it would be not doing anything. It would be like surfing the internet, jerking off, listening to music, playing video games, just whatever I happen to want to do that day.
Yeah.
You know, and I can't make a living doing that. I'm not hot enough to do that on webcam and get paid for it. It's just terrible advice. You can't, like, and especially like if I was 18, then it might be kind of good advice.
Yeah.
Cause I could maybe, go after something in particular and go after it hard. Cause I'm still living at home.
Yeah.
And I don't necessarily need a steady paycheck, and I definitely don't need one that's big enough to pay actual rent.
Yeah.
But like to tell that to me now is complete bullshit.
Yeah.
Like I'm in debt. I've got bills. I've got, Jesus, I've got ties. I can't just fucking leave unless I want to fake my own death and get a new identity. I can't, you can't do it. But then I was also thinking that like to some, I could make a plan to do certain things, and I could have increments and things, steps like getting, there's podcast equipment I want to get, and I could make a list of the different things I want to get and order them by priority and by price and whatever, and have each one be its own goal. And I'll, this is the one I'm trying to buy right now. And then when I get that one finally, then the next one, this is the one I want to buy right now. Things like that. But like one thing that I kind of feel like I need to do at some point is just fucking leave.
We've talked about this off mic. Yeah.
And I don't,
in the past,
I can't see it happening.
Yeah.
For a lot of reasons. Financial reasons, obviously. But also like doing the podcast is the only real thing I've got going right now.
Mm.
And if I wanted to move to another state.
Yeah. Say Illinois, Chicago, or some shit.
Yeah, I would never move there, but but let's say that.
Yeah,
okay, right. Let's say I wanted to move to Chicago. I would have to do it alone.
Yep.
Which would be fine, but like this is I want to keep doing this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no way you're coming with me.
No.
I don't fucking know. I don't know. Stuff's pissing me off.
Yeah. If that happened, it'd be like you in the mic and me on Skype, you know.
And that would be terrible.
Sounds like shit.
That would be like, hey, let's take a giant step backwards.
Yeah, until there's more advancements with that kind of shit.
Yeah,
where it sounds okay and not like you're on a fucking cell phone or worse. Yeah,
I don't know. I got to do something. But this is Depression Cast, everybody.
Yeah,
this is terrible. Like this is like one of the worst shows in a while.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And
for the first time ever.
But I can't, I get so frustrated, and then I can't undo it.
But when I say bad show, it just means it's a meter for like entertainment. But there's people out there, keep in mind, that are like, hey, I care. I'm listening.
No, there aren't. No, there aren't.
I know.
There's no such thing. There's no such thing as people who care. Oh, God. I have nothing funny to say or entertaining, and I have like all these voices I got to do when we get to that part.
Yeah.
Whew.
Oh, it's going to be great.
Good fucking luck.
Yeah.
I'm so frustrated right now. That's just going to frustrate me further. Fuck. I don't know. You want to take a break?
Let's take a break. I was waiting for it. Yeah.
All right. That's not going to help, but let's do it. Let's take a break. Break.
And we're back from break.
Welcome back.
Welcome back, everybody. You didn't go anywhere. We did. Now I'm tired. Everything is terrible. Except for my new segment.
Yeah.
Give him a voice.
Give him a voice.
Give him a voice.
Give that nigga a voice.
Yeah. If you haven't already heard, I've started a new segment on the show where I ask people to give me characters, descriptions of characters, and then I have to try to put a voice to them.
Mm-hmm.
It is my own little amateur voice acting fun time, like a ball pit of amateur voice acting. And I've only done this twice so far.
And it's taken off.
To varying results. And this week, I got a whole bunch of them to do.
Yeah. What have you done?
I got an email from Rafael Trujillo, where he gave me one. He says, okay, do a chimera that is trying not to tweak out from a lack of well drugs. You pick coke, speed, etc. Jesus, Raphael. So do you know what a chimera is?
No.
It's a mythical beast.
Mm-hmm.
With the head of a lion and like a goat coming out of its back.
Oh, all right.
And the tail, Jesus. Its tail is a snake.
God damn it,
Raphael. Not the tail of a snake, but its tail is a snake. Like it has a snake's head on the end of it.
All right.
So do a chimera that is trying not to tweak out from a lack of drugs. I get to pick the drugs. And then he says, if Orin is okay with it,
Dick.
I would like to hear him do the chimera snake tail, who is trying not to let themselves fall off the wagon. They have a rave/club podcast. Actually, he said cub podcast, but I assume he means club. Then he says, try not to add too much animal noises. Keep the hissing, roars, growls to a minimum. Jeez. But you can add them in.
All right.
Man.
That's a tough one.
Yeah. Well, okay. So he wants you to be the snake tail.
All right.
And I guess I get to be the lion and the goat.
All right.
Now, I got this email 5 days ago, it looks like, according to Gmail. So I've been thinking about this one for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know that I have it down, that I have the best idea in the world. But I did, you know, sort of. My cigarette just went out. I did sort of come up with a voice.
All right.
What were you going to say?
Nothing.
What were you saying?
I just have no idea what I'm going to do other than hiss. But let's do this.
You got to talk, because you want us to not fall off the wagon.
All right, let's do this.
Okay, so the lion part, I guess, and it might take me a minute to get this right, because okay, that's kind of a growl, but that's not
Orion. That that's not quite it. Now I can't do it.
Damn it.
David Orion Brower.
That's kind of it, but there's more of a growl. Damn it. I should have practiced this more today, and my being all frustrated and stupid is not helping. Okay.
I am the Chimera.
That's kind of it, but there's supposed to be more of a growl to it. Part of the problem is it's fucking late at night, and I got to get really loud to do this one.
Yeah.
And I think John is trying to sleep in the other
room. Probably, yeah.
Because he's human.
I am the Chimera.
There's supposed to be more of a growl, because when it dies off like that, fuck. Actually, and it should be we are the Chimera, because there's like...
Yeah, we're one, yeah.
Okay, well, let me try the goat. What would a goat say? He'd be like, hey there, Orion. That's kind of it. But it was more of a, well, hey there, David. How you doing? That's kind of it.
Yeah. And then I do the snake tail.
And you do the snake tail.
Hmm.
Hey, how are you?
So he whispers.
I'm fantastic. Just whipping back and forth back here.
Nice. Okay. So which drug are we trying not to tweak out on?
Hmm.
If they're ravers, then I would assume it would be ecstasy.
Ecstasy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Feeling good. Yeah.
Oh, God. I'm in the wrong mood to do this.
Okay, welcome to the Chimera Rave Podcast.
Yes.
I could really go for some MDMA right about now. I'm freaking out, man.
Yes.
I'm freaking out.
I'm freaking out, too.
It's fucking ridiculous.
This is horrible. What a dick.
I blame Raphael.
I'm getting the goat voice wrong, though, because I'm just doing a high-pitched voice and making it...
jerk in the throat. Yeah.
There was... Well, I don't know, David. There was a fucking voice I had the other day, and now I can't think of how to do it. Oh, God. The problem with this is I always draw a blank on what to say. Okay, so my goat voice was, when I was doing it in the van, It was kind of, there's too much silence right now. Yeah. It's,
God damn it.
Oh, fuck. Forget it. I can't do it. It's not funny. Yeah. It's not. I'm not amused.
It's dumb.
No, it's not dumb. It's not his fault that I can't do it. It's I can't do it because I'm in entirely the wrong mood to do it. I was already pissed off and frustrated going into it, and not being able to do it right frustrates me more, which makes it harder to do it right, which makes me keep fucking it up, which makes me even more frustrated, and I just can't fucking do it. And it's if this, I don't even fucking know what's happening anymore. If this makes it into the podcast, there was a giant silence just now, a massive silence, and it will have been cut out because there's no reason to make you listen to that. But I think one of the things when I get frustrated like this that frustrates me even more is that none of it seems to frustrate you at all.
I'm trying.
You're trying to be frustrated?
No, I'm trying to hold back.
Hold back what?
Because I don't want to jump in.
Okay, so when I sit there and don't say anything for like whatever that was, 10 minutes, you don't want to...
No, I know the feeling. Every week.
I'm not sure that you do.
Every week on my way over here, I have a voice in case I'm called upon in some post. Like, hey, can Orion do this? And I'm like, well, I can do this. And I'm on my way here and I get here. And I think last week it came to a screeching halt, the show did. Because he was like, Orion, do you have any voices? And I was trying to recall the amazing shit I had done in my vehicle on the way over.
But it didn't come to a screeching halt. That was like a couple of seconds at the end of the show when I was just being silly and asking you if you were interested in doing voices. And I
said, do a southern accent. I said, do a little girl.
Yep.
And then you did a sexy 10-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
When I was getting pissed off at the equipment, when we started doing the episode, I'm getting more and more pissed off at the equipment for not working right. And I'm trying desperately to figure it out. And I don't know what's going through your head, but it's like you just don't give a shit. It's like,
Been worse
stuff happened, but that's not acceptable.
I know.
It's been worse. It should never be bad.
Yeah.
That's the problem. That's why it bothers me so much. I
know so little about the setup. It's not even worth suggesting like, maybe try that. So I don't even know what to do. Yeah. We just sit here and you're frustrated. And I get frustrated with myself because I don't know what to say. Oh, God. And it snowballs.
Best episode ever.
But I had a great snake. So if you want to do a to be continued, when we're not in a funk.
I don't want to do anything right now. I when we were sitting there in silence, I really wanted to just like fucking flip the table or throw something or break something. I'm really, really annoyed right now.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Another break?
I don't think it'll help. It didn't. If anything, it made things worse when we took the last one. This is only making it worse right now because I know this is making the episode worse, and that is frustrating, but I can't do anything except talk about how frustrated I am.
No.
Because nothing is like funny to me right now, and I don't know. I mean, the fucking goat voice, that wasn't the problem. It was everything. It was fucking I don't know. And we're back again. We just took another quick break.
Mm-hmm.
I am really, really mad right now, and I can't seem to not be mad. I'm trying, and it's not working. I was trying. I don't know how much of that I'm going to leave in, but we were just trying to do the Give Him a Voice segment, and I just couldn't do it. And it wasn't because the voices were too hard, because if I can't do the voice, then I do my best, and who gives a fuck? It's
I'm too mad to do it. And it keeps getting worse. Yeah. And it's so stupid too, because the reason, like, it started, I started getting mad tonight, because the equipment was pissing me off, because it's like, it comes up with new ways to fuck up, just out of nowhere. And we've been doing this for 3 years now,
yeah,
and it should be fucking easy.
It has the capability. Now.
The equipment is fine.
Yeah.
Theoretically. And it just pisses me off so much. But that's not such a big deal. Like, we got to a point where it's like, okay, it's as good as it's going to get. Let's just fucking do the show.
Yeah.
But I was already, my mood was already soured from that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that it's like, well, the mood was soured from that. And then because of that, I wasn't liking how I was performing on the show.
Mm-hmm.
This is, it's going to be a real fucking, feelings fest. So, you know, if this isn't your cup of tea, if you were hoping for, dick jokes or something, then, you might as well tune out now. So I'm pissed off because of the equipment, and then we're doing the show, and then I'm pissed off because I don't like how the show is going.
Mm-hmm.
And then, that makes me more pissed off, which makes it go worse. And then we take a break. And I just sit there and seethe. Instead of having time to cool down, I just sit there and seethe, and it just gets worse. And then we come back, and I try to just pick it back up and do it right. And I just can't. And I think there's more to it than that. Like, it's, cause there's lots of stuff.
We got to that segment, and like Kyle and I were talking about, it's a simple concept. And he shouldn't be so pissed, but the whole give him a voice, you know, it's, you know, if you come up with a segment, you want to follow through. And last week, I am guilty of just kind of telling Kyle, if you listened last week, like, just do something funny and move along. And that didn't help. It's like Kyle's trying to do this fucking thing. And here I am just like, yeah, make them laugh, move along. Nobody gives a shit.
Yeah.
And that didn't help.
I didn't, like, I was getting frustrated with that last week, and I'm not mad at you, and I, you know.
I'm mad at myself.
And I wasn't going to, like, shit all over you on the show because of that or anything, but I was kind of frustrated with that last week.
Yeah.
But, you know, whatever. But there's, like, lots of little things that frustrate me all the time, and I think most of the time, and this probably sounds stupid because I do so much complaining and yelling and bitching about things on the show. Like, I'm always trash talking things, and I'm always very angry and negative about stuff. But I think most of the time, all these little things that bother me, they get buried.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't freak out about them. I don't get like I am right now. I don't get upset about it. And then it just kind of all hits me at once. Like, the fucking thing with my van, it's not the biggest deal in the world. It could be much worse. But like, and you could blame it on me, and that makes it worse, actually. the gas gauge doesn't work.
Of course.
Awesome. I forgot to mention that the power locks only work to lock it. They don't unlock Jesus doesn't Christ. Work.
It's one of those things where it's like, of course, because why would it fully function?
Right.
After you get, like, there's all these vehicles out there, and you pick the one that's fucked up already in little ways. Why can't it just fucking work?
Yeah. And I mean,
it'll eat at you.
That, you know, pisses me off, and it wouldn't have pissed me off so much if it weren't for the fact that I'd already tried to buy a car once before, mm-hmm. and the engine blew up on the way home. So it's like, haha, you got scammed. Which I still don't even know if I technically got scammed or not. It might have just been a horrible circumstance. And that one could potentially be blamed on me, because it could have been because I was driving in the wrong gear.
Mm-hmm.
This one, when I talked about buying it last week, I talked about how, you know, I thought I was buying from an individual, and it turned out it was a dealership. And then when I went to the dealership, it was this weird, shitty little operation that felt like walking into somebody's house. Could have taken those as signs.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't, because I have been without a vehicle since fucking November or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And I desperately needed one, and I desperately needed to not be inconveniencing the people at work anymore.
Yep.
So the first fucking functioning vehicle that I could get my hands on, I bought, and it seemed nice enough.
Mm-hmm.
But now, like, if like it was overheating, if there's something seriously wrong with it and it's about to die on me, then I guess it's my fault because I didn't do my due diligence in checking it out and shopping around. And that only makes it worse because not only did I get screwed, but I got screwed by me. So that just feels even worse.
Mm-hmm.
And just lots of fucking little, like I was talking about earlier about how I want to upgrade the equipment and stuff. And I there are all these things I want to do, like lots and lots of things I want to do. It's not just upgrading the equipment, but there's, I couldn't go into it all right now, I don't think, but there are lots of things I want to do. And I either can't do them or I can't do them for a long time or my own stupid shitty self like prevents me from doing them, which also makes things worse, even though it's my fault. The fact that it's my fault makes it worse. And then like stupid little things like there's a guy who requested stickers and he gave me his house number and his street. And it was like, okay, haha. You need to give me your full address. And he's like, I don't have things sent to me a lot. I don't know how addresses work, which is fucking stupid.
Oh God. Yeah.
And so I said, yeah, you got to send me the rest of your address. And then, on the Twitter today, when I asked for questions and suggestions, he posted something.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end of it, he said, and send me my damn stickers, please.
Oh my God.
So I tweeted him back. I said, I still don't have your fucking address.
God damn it.
And I didn't say fucking. I wasn't really mad, but like those little things, like they just fucking. And he's, I'm sure he's a very nice boy. He's a stupid boy, but he's, I'm sure he's very nice.
Christ.
And for all I know, maybe he tried to send it and he sent it to the wrong address, or maybe he sent it and somehow it didn't get into my inbox. I checked. It's not in there. Maybe I deleted it on accident. I doubt it. But I don't know. And that's not even, it's not even significant, but like all these little fucking things. And then it just all comes out at once, I guess. I don't know.
All the little insignificant things make it significant.
Yeah. And, I don't know. And like worrying about, we were talking about bullying and people's feelings and stuff a lot recently, and worrying about people's feelings drives me crazy. Because there are things like people probably think I say whatever's on my mind all the time, and I usually don't. There are a lot of things that I would say that I do not say because they're not the right thing to say. They're not the nice thing to say. And I'm not going to give you any examples right now because they are not the nice or the right thing to say. But I'm constantly holding shit in. And I'm sure people don't think that I am, but I am constantly.
And with that new info, they're like, well, just dish it out. Just
I can't
fuck it all. And it's not work related, is it?
Some of it could be,
like,
but no.
Co-workers? Okay.
No, not necessarily. Like lots of little things. And they're not even that big of a deal to me. But if I said them, they would upset people.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I just fucking... everything sucks. And I try really hard not to, again, like I say things like everything sucks, but I really mean it right now. And most of the time I try to keep it light, you know,
play it off.
Ah, everything sucks. Ha ha ha. But no, everything fucking sucks. And, I don't know, man. I'm sick of it.
I hear you.
I'm sick of it all. And
I think it's only natural for the mind to feel liberated. But you just can't do that sometimes. And it takes a toll on you. You just want to liberate yourself and just say whatever the fuck you want to say to whoever and get it out. But you can't. So,
yeah.
Sometimes.
Oh, man. Worst episode ever?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Good God. I don't even like I don't know what to do now because I don't want to release this as the podcast.
Yeah.
But I don't want to not release the podcast, and I don't want to like cut out the second half of the podcast and go, oh, we got mad.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't even we, it was me. And that also makes things worse, but I can't like blame you.
Mm-hmm.
Like that darn Orion made me mad by not getting mad. That's insane. That's an insane thing to say.
How could I not get mad? That's another thing.
I did during the last little break. I did say something like that.
Yeah.
And it does like, I know, you know what it's like when you get really frustrated about something and nobody else seems to care. And it's not that you don't care, but like it's like driving me crazy.
Yeah.
And you're just, you know, sitting there, but what else are you supposed to do? So it's not like I'm not mad at you, but I am mad.
Yeah. I hear you. Jesus.
Like, I remember you were telling me about a time you were driving people around, you know, I think it was in Chicago, and they were supposed to give you directions or something, and mm-hmm. they kept not giving you directions, and you're lost, and they don't care. They're just giggling in yeah. the back seat, and it's not exactly the same, because it's not that you don't care, and you're not giggling while I flip out, but it's kind of like that, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. And the smoking, like, I smoke all the time, and I don't even really like it anymore. I mean, sometimes I do, but I can't bring myself to quit it again. And it's, I don't know, it's not, everything fucking sucks.
I was there, and
do not dare suggest an e-cigarette to me.
I won't do it.
Jump across this table.
I'm not that guy.
Cry in your arms.
Though I have been guilty, some people have come to me and like say, hey, give me some information about that. I'm interested. And then I give them information, like on Facebook, I'll message them. And I try to give them as much as I can because I understand it's a weird kind of dumb thing. You know, it some people do it, some people don't. And I go out of my fucking way to get this information and try to explain it so that I'm not sounding like I'm explaining it to myself and I already know what this means uh-huh. and this lingo. And they don't give a fuck. And they're just like, fuck it, I'm still smoking. Okay. But don't fucking, ugh. It's just the way they blow me off. I don't know. Ugh.
So. It's I'm glad it worked for you. And it was pretty good timing for you to quit the actual smoking and switch to the, cause you ended up with a baby.
Yeah.
And I am genuinely glad it worked for you, but it wouldn't work for me. And it's not just because I haven't tried it. But I mean, I did try it and it didn't even work for me just to use it, like not as a quitting aid, but just to use the fucking thing. I would go back to cigarettes. I know I would. And I can quit, you know, and I will eventually. But it's like right now I don't have it in me, which is really fucking frustrating and sounds like excuse making, you know. And I guess it is excuse making. And that is also frustrating to me because what a weak fucking pussy.
To feel that you've lost willpower, yeah.
Yeah.
Not only with cigarettes, but waking up each day and going, wow, a fucking day just went by. And what did I do to contribute towards what I want to do, you know? I want to get this done.
Well, that's the thing.
Days go by and you feel like a fucking failure.
That's the thing that drives me nuts the most is just, you know, it's whiny because, you know, life isn't fair for anybody, but life is really screwed up. And for other people, it's far more screwed up. And that's really screwed up.
Yeah.
Like there are people who are literally starving to death, or there are people who are literally being hacked apart and their body parts are being ground up for medicine. Like that's really fucking screwed up. But even in the first world or mm-hmm. whatever,
yeah.
like even little things that those people would think are luxuries, they're still screwed up. Like just the whole system is completely fucked. Like money.
Yeah.
Money, the intention of money is, you know, back in the day, if you were some guy who hunted beavers and I was a blacksmith and I could use some beaver pelts and you could use a fucking knife, then we would trade.
Yeah.
But sometimes you got a bunch of beaver pelts and you want something that the blacksmith has and the blacksmith doesn't need any fucking beaver pelts. So then you'd have to go find somebody who wants them to trade for something and then hope that the blacksmith wants the thing that you traded. And it's this whole fucking mess. So the whole point of money is to circumvent all of that. Mm-hmm. You know, like this is a thing that represents the value of this many beaver pelts or whatever the fuck. But it's turned the whole world into this weird like indentured servitude thing, because now you have to have it. Like there was a time when you could, and I wouldn't even want to live this way, so it's an extra whiny thing to say, but there was a time when you could get like a cabin in the woods and live there all by yourself and never have to answer to anybody, and it's impossible now unless you buy an island or something. It's I don't know, the whole fucking world is insane and it drives me crazy. And I talk about it all the time, about the various ways in which the world is insane. So many fucking people believe in magic. It's insane. Like we have technology that to cavemen would seem like magic. Even to modern man, a lot of it basically seems like magic. I don't know exactly how a fucking iPhone works. I know what it does.
Mm-hmm.
and we still believe in magic, like actual magic. Yeah. It's insane. The whole fucking world is insane, and it drives me crazy on a regular basis. And I really think something's probably wrong with my brain.
No.
Not because I don't believe in magic or because these things bother me, but I really think, like, something's got to be wrong with me for this, like, for this right now to be happening. Like, a regular person would have just sucked it up and moved on, I think. And a regular person probably wouldn't have done this in the first place. The fucking podcast. And, you know, I've had my weird bouts of depression before. And this right now, this moment feels like one of those, only angrier.
Yeah.
God, I don't. I got a bachelor party to go to tomorrow. I hope I don't feel like this tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
That's the thing, though. Like, right now, I think the only thing that's going to make me get over this fucking funk is to go to bed.
Yeah.
And, you know, reset, which is another fucking problem. Like, oh, God, I'm rambling like crazy right now. But
no, I hear you. Sometimes my mind tries to think and exist on different levels. And I hope I can explain this, but like when you look at isolated existence, like bacteria, they're in their own little world, uh-huh, doing their own little thing, and that's it. And then there's like, you know, the different levels, you work your way up, and then there's us. So there's like, you know, bacteria, then cells and all that. And I feel like that those kind of levels exist in society, and I worry about them all, and I think about them all. Like, I worry about me. I think about shit I hate here and now, and then I read about stuff in, you know, other countries, and they have it worse, but I think about, I'm trying to explain this. Like, there's me, there's other people I know, there's people I don't know, there's things that happen, and I'm thinking about it all and how I agree, I disagree, and why. And most of it pisses me off, especially the money thing, relying on something I don't care for, but I absolutely need it to survive. And it's scary, like without friends, how easy it is to be homeless, to just, you know, you get fired, you're fucked. You can collect unemployment if you're lucky, but some people aren't that lucky, and they can't afford their car, they lose their car, and it just spirals out of control. You're homeless. Hey, how the fuck did I get here? And it's scary how easy that is. And, you know, I just think about all the little shit. And I think a lot of it is I feel conceited worrying about how much worrying about me.
Ah, yeah.
Just me, and how I think about this. And it makes me kind of sick, you know, because I'm brought up, not by anyone, but by myself, that I shouldn't think that way. I should think of others. But all I give a fuck is about me first, you know.
Ultimately,
that's how it should be, but no.
Yeah.
But it shouldn't be. It should be, but it shouldn't be.
It sounds shitty, because it sounds selfish and whatever. But I do think that the most important thing to anyone should probably be themselves.
Yeah.
Like, it's ridiculous to put everyone ahead of yourself, or not even everyone, just anyone really ahead of yourself.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean you can't help other people. You can't care about other people. Just that, like, you shouldn't do it to your own detriment. That's not in a significant way anyway.
Yeah.
Like, you, if you inconvenience yourself a little bit to help somebody, then that's like a really nice thing to do. But like, you shouldn't be like, well, I am so well off that I should give everything I have to somebody else.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not making sense anymore.
No.
I was just thinking about the money thing and how weird it is that the ideal thing, the ideal situation to be in when it comes to money, the dream that everybody's basically chasing,
yeah,
is to trick other people.
Mm-hmm.
That's essentially what it is. Like, if you're a comedian or an actor or a musician, you're essentially trying to trick other people into giving you money for stuff that they don't need. You could be like, well,
all the time,
entertainment is important, you know, like it you know, brings joy to your life or whatever. Yeah, but the only reason you really need it is because of how shitty your life is.
Yeah.
If you're an actor who gets paid millions of dollars to you know, be in movies or whatever, and people love these movies, so, you know, maybe you deserve it, maybe you don't. But what you're essentially doing is tricking all these people into giving up portions of their lives, like large portions of their lives, to for you to play, which is weird. And I don't blame anybody for doing it, because that is like the ideal thing to do. Like, if you can make that work for you, like doing, having fun on, but essentially having fun on the backs of people who aren't having fun. It's strange.
I feel that way with sports. Yeah. These unathletic people just dwelling in this shit that they could never do themselves. Why would they give a shit? But they fucking love it. And I don't want to get into that, but that just, that's other shit I think about, and it boggles my mind.
They're like living vicariously through these people who are getting paid millions of dollars because their lives are so shitty. I mean, not that nobody who has a great life is a sports fan, but most of those, you know, blue collar workers and stuff are killing themselves in factories and then cheering on a millionaire. It's weird.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not making a lot of sense right now.
Yeah.
It's just everything sucks, man.
Yeah.
Everything sucks.
There was there's a show on HBO called Funny Talk with the comedians like Jerry Seinfeld.
I saw that.
Chris Rock. And they were talking about,
I think it was called Talking Funny.
Talking Funny. Yeah. Sorry. And I forget how they came. Oh, Louis C.K. was on. I don't know. I've never seen the show, actually. I just caught a clip. And Louis C.K. was talking about this comedian he had seen years back who was horrible in this shit comedy club. And he had a guitar. And he said this joke, and it stuck with him all these years. And he has no idea why he thought it was so funny, why it stuck with him. It was just some guy with a guitar, and he's like, what did he sing? I'm sitting on a dick because I'm gay or something.
Yeah. Something like that.
I don't know if you saw that clip.
Yeah, I did.
And it came up. I forget who said it, but
I think he was doing sitting on the dock, sitting by the on the dock of the bay.
Yeah.
And he said, sitting on a dick because I'm gay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're like talking about why that's funny, why that stuck with him. And I think Jerry Seinfeld said something like, why do we have to explain why we like anything? But we always feel the need to. We have to justify everything. When it's never enough to say, I just like that. I'd like doing that. Well, why? Well, I should have a reason, but I just fucking like it. I just feel good about it. That's it. And that's not acceptable, really. Because you just, and it makes you sound like it's like a half-ass response, you know. Just like, Ryan, why did you have a kid? I can't just say, just fucking wanted to. I just felt like it. I just felt like it. No.
Yeah.
You need a fucking reason. That's a big deal, asshole, you know. But I feel like an asshole for saying it felt like a good idea. The idea didn't seem like a bad one at the time. There's nothing else I could say about it.
Yeah, I don't want to get into that because, especially now, when I'm in a cranky mood.
All right.
Yeah.
But
because he's here.
Yeah.
And he's, as far as I can tell so far, you know, he's a good kid and I like him.
Yeah.
So I don't want to shit all over him. Yeah. But, you know how I feel about kids and all the reasons I think people shouldn't have them.
Yeah. We talked about it. I think we're just rambling now.
Yeah, I have been for a while.
I think we are.
When I listen to this tomorrow and cringe through the whole fucking thing, I'm not even sure I'll agree with anything I just said.
Yeah.
I just been fucking, I don't know, it's mind vomit.
Yes.
This is definitely the worst episode ever. This is Kyle has a meltdown is what this is.
No.
I really feel like I just had a breakdown or something. Like, this is not normal. This is really strange. Should we
let's end it? Yeah. Okay.
Thanks for listening, everybody. This has been, I just had a terrible thought. My name is Kyle, and you can email me at kyle@ijusthadaterriblethought.com.
Or you can email me, Orion@ijusthadaterriblethought.com.
I'm so fucking turned around right now that I can't even do this right. Like, that's not how I would normally do this.
I'm driving a car upside down. Why am I doing that? And where am I going to go?
We had so many fucking Facebook things and Twitters and voicemails. Oh, God. You can leave us a voicemail at 616-328-5581.
That's 616-328-5581. I feel like I've disappointed so many people.
Oh God, it's me, man. I brought the whole thing to a fucking screeching halt. Facebook's and Twitter's facebook.com/itchhat and twitter.com/itchhat.
iTunes,
yeah. Subscribe, review us. If you feel like it, whatever.
Yeah.
Speaking of making money off tricking people, yeah, off the backs of poor people, send us all your money. Yeah. You can donate. God, what else? There's shirts. You can buy shirts if you want to represent shirt. This good time. Spreadshirt, hat.spreadshirt.com. There's forums. I just had a terrible thought.com/forum. Good God. I don't know. Obviously, we'll do one next week, and it'll probably go better than this. But I'm wondering what to do about all the stuff from this week that we didn't touch.
It'll carry over. We have to,
I guess. But like, what if
I'd feel like an asshole if we didn't? Because submitted anything to like a suggestion or question to a show and they didn't address it, I'd feel let down. You know, like, oh
yeah, yeah.
So I don't want to be an asshole. We'll address it all.
All right, guys.
Is that it? Yeah,
I guess.
Is that it? No, there's more, Orion. All right, that should do it, guys.
And now I have to pee.
Thanks for hanging with us and pulling through all this bullshit. But anyway, thanks for listening, guys. We'll check you next week.
Sob.